Do you know where your money is going? Today we are diving into a common challenge many of my clients are facing. Where did my money go? They often ignore their finances, so they don't know what's going on. Do you often find yourself wondering where your money is disappearing to? If you're struggling to keep track of your finance, don't worry. This is a problem with a simple solution. Today we are going to dive into not only how to track your spending, but also why you might be avoiding it, the potential cost of that avoidance, and the mindset shift needed. So let's start. Hi, I'm Reina, Christian Money Mindset and Fun Money Habit Coach, and welcome to the Fun Money Habit Podcast. You will not be able to steward money wisely, earn without fear, and go to the next level financially if you believe that money is evil and being wealthy is bad. Let's talk about money from a biblical perspective and learn what the Bible says about it so you can reach your personal finance goal while keeping your heart on Jesus. If you are a Christian female entrepreneur who wants to seek God first, earn more without fear, leave debt-free, build up your savings, and make an impact, you are in the right place. It's time to uncover the limiting belief and the self-sabotaging habit that are keeping you stuck financially and let God heal your relationship with money. So grab your Bible, a pen and paper, and let's do this. Welcome back to the Money Mindset series. Today we are tackling a common question my clients often ask themselves. Where did my money go? They earn more than before, but still have nothing to show for it at the end of the month. If you're struggling to keep track of your finance, you are not alone. But the good news is, if you're wondering where your money goes, you can find that really easily by looking at your bank account. Tracking your spending doesn't have to be complicated or time-consuming. There are plenty of tools and apps available to help make the process easier, from budgeting apps to expense trackers, DIY Excel spreadsheets. Plus, when you work with me, we start with a money journal to understand your spending habit and shift your mindset as you're doing it. And you learn to create a fun money routine to make the whole process fun and empowering. The last time I have asked a client what helped her decide to say yes to herself and invest in working with me despite the fear of investing, here is what she said. I want to manage my personal finance better. I would like to reduce the tension between my husband and I. I know that if I don't get a handle on my personal finance, I will not be able to handle my business finance well. I want to know and understand my number and have a plan in place to accomplish my financial goals. So as you could see, the first reason is not just to know your number, it's really to reduce the tension that happens in a relationship when you don't know what's going on in your finance, you don't know where your money is going, and you would like to change that and have a plan in place to help you reach those goals and being more comfortable talking about money. So why is it so crucial for you too to know where your money is going? Well, understanding your spending habits is key to becoming a better steward of your resources. By taking just a few minutes each week to review your expenses, you can gain valuable insights into your financial habit and understand why you do what you do with money when we approach it with the money journal. By tracking your expenses and knowing your number, you can identify areas that do not align with your values and your goals. And only then can you make adjustments and change what you don't like. I don't recommend starting with a spending plan, aka a budget, without doing that work beforehand, because it will feel so restricted and frustrated for you to jump onto a budget straight away when you don't know the reason why you are spending the way you are currently. And that's often why you don't follow through with your plan and just don't want to do it again. In your mind right now, you may think it's too overwhelming to do so, but looking at your number actually makes you feel less overwhelmed about your finance, because now you have a good picture of what's going on. You know what you're dealing with and can come up with a plan of action to change what you don't like. It's extremely empowering when we do the work. When you know your number, you also feel in control and experience less emotional stress because you are not constantly questioning whether you can afford something or worrying about how to justify your purchase. Many entrepreneurs I have spoken with acknowledge the importance of tracking their finance, but struggle to take action on it. They often procrastinate due to the belief that tracking will take too much time and the self-inflicted shame and guilt cycle. While managing finance does require some effort, the benefit far outweighs the cost, and it can be done without the head drama, without the negative emotion when we're doing it while shifting your money mindset at the same time. Transforming your relationship is really key. So for you, if you want to start looking at your finance, you need to face your money block so you can stop ignoring and avoiding. There are limiting beliefs that are stopping you from taking proactive steps toward managing your money better. So let's talk about the reason why you may be avoiding your finance. Fear and shame. Fear of facing the reality of your financial situation. Fear of feeling overwhelmed due to the lack of financial literacy. Fear that it will take too long to do. Or even fear of judgment from others. Then you have shame. Shame about the way you're currently spending money and the lack of money management, which often make you feel inadequate and unworthy to receive God's blessings. Avoiding your finance only prolongs the problem and can lead to even greater stress, bigger debt, and more anxiety down the road. It's a really bad cycle that we must break. So instead of feeling fearful and ashamed, look at the benefits and the opportunity of taking control of your financial future. Approach your numbers with a curious mind. That's the shift I want you to have. That's the mindset you need to have when you look at your numbers. Not coming at it with an idea, I'm going to be judging what I have been doing. We just want to be curious. What is your money trying to tell you? So the first mindset shift I want you to realize is you need to have a curious mind, but you also need to remember that knowing your numbers isn't just about budgeting. It's about empowering yourself to make wise choices and look after the resources God has given you. That's what I do and teach my clients. They are not coming to me to necessarily learn how to budget, because this is not what I'm focusing on. I'm focusing on understanding the number, looking at what it's trying to tell you, but doing it without the shame and the guilt cycle, moving past the limiting belief about receiving money, earning it, spending it, giving it. All of that is encompassed. It's what I do because it's related to your relationship with money. Yes, money management come into play for some of you, but others is about earning more, selling confidently. It's all about the limiting belief that is stopping you from becoming a better steward of the talent, the gift, and the resources God has given you. That's what I help my clients with. The reality is that you cannot save more, you cannot pay off your debt, you cannot give or invest if you ignore your finance and don't know your numbers. You cannot create a sustainable plan if you don't know where your money is going. That is why I help my clients transform their relationship with money by changing the way they think, feel, and behave with money. As you can see, your money mindset plays a huge role in the way you deal with money daily. And if you want to manage money a fun way, you need to shift your money mindset and learn fun money habit so you can create a money routine that is fun, is empowering, and that you will enjoy, so you will want to do it more often, which means that you will stick to your plan and therefore see real progress and finally reach your goal faster. This is why my clients love to work with me and see progress so much faster, because we are removing all of the negative emotion that is surrounding looking at their number, earning more money and selling, and really making them feel empowered with the resources that God is putting in their hand and asking Him, what do you want us to do with it? How can we glorify you with the way we act in our business, with what we do with our gift and talent, and also the resources, the money you're giving us? That's really the key. So my question to you, do you know why you are ignoring your finance? Do you know why you don't know where your money is going? You need to know and be aware of the block in order to move past it. So I have a free masterclass, which is Discover Your Money Block. It's a 30-minute video training with an amazing workbook, and I will have the link available in the description of this episode. If you haven't gone through it yet, I suggest that you look at it. You will learn so much, and I'm hoping that you'll be able to identify your unconscious limiting belief about money and help you move past that block so you can start being better with your finance. And I really want you to feel good. You know, money is such a difficult topic for many of you, but it doesn't have to be. We can be feeling so relaxed, looking at our number, talking about our prices to potential clients, feeling great and blessed, earning more without that fear that maybe it's bad to be successful, and all of that drama I see in my clients' head that I just want to remove, because I want them to step into their calling with confidence, knowing that God has called them to do that because He wants them to serve others with love and excellence. And we can't do that when we self-sabotage our own progress and success, right? So please take the step you need to take to understand what is holding you back from becoming a better steward and from looking after the resources God has given you wisely. So to recap, if you don't know where your money is going, a simple step is to just open your bank account, look at your bank statement, and see last month, where did your money went? You must understand that it's essential for you to know your numbers if you want to become a better steward. You can also overcome procrastination, fear, shame by shifting your money mindset, which will transform your relationship with money. You can start to feel empowered and make better decisions when you know where your money is going. This will help you achieve your goals so much faster. And when you learn good biblical principles, so not the prosperity gospel and not the poor gospel, you can become a better steward while keeping your heart on Jesus. This will honor Him, and that will be a beautiful journey when you keep God first and He is the master of your finance. The most important shift you need to make is to look at your finance with a curious mind. Learn to understand what your money is trying to tell you, and know that doing the work is there to actually empower you, not restrict you. You can use a budgeting app, an expense tracker, a DIY spreadsheet, whatever you need to use to make the process easier for you. We are all different. There's no one size fits all. Use what will work best for you. So I know that you want to become a better steward, that you want to find peace and freedom in your finance. And to do that, you must shift your money mindset so you can transform the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave with money. So today, let's transform your relationship with money with biblical principle, so you can know where your money is going and reach your goal faster while having fun. So thank you for listening. You take care. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, please let me know by leaving a review, and don't forget to share the podcast so others can find it too. If you're ready to steward your money wisely and shift your money mindset, jump on a free call so you can get some clarity on what you should be doing next to reach your money goal, become financially confident, and honor God. I cannot wait to talk to you. It's time to create fun money habits, let go of your money blocks, and let God heal your relationship with money. But remember, true wealth is found in Christ alone. Have a blessed day.